A Brief History of Stephen Hawking. It was somewhat surprising that British scientist Stephen Hawking became a global celebrity. As a theoretical physicist, his research domain covered extremely dense areas, such as general relativity and quantum gravitation, subjects that the average person finds quite baffling, to say the least. In addition, Professor Hawking was hardly the conventional image of a flashy luminary. Born in 1942, Hawking had been afflicted since his late teens with a form of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a progressive degenerative disease commonly known in North America as Lou Gehrig's disease. In his later years, he suffered from nearly total paralysis. Confined to an electric wheelchair, he was able to move only small portions of his body, including his cheek, which was fortunately enough to allow him to formulate words via an electronic speech synthesizer. To his immense credit, Professor Hawking did not allow his illness to get in the way of carrying out prodigious research, championing scientific exploration, and leading a relatively normal life. When Hawking was first diagnosed with ALS, he was told that he only had 2 years to live. In spite of this dire prognosis, Hawking completed his studies at Cambridge University, going on to become a renowned researcher. He held prominent positions at various esteemed universities, including the prestigious post of Lucasian Professor at Cambridge. He was also the recipient of a plethora of awards and honors, and is still seen as one of the most brilliant theoretical physicists since Albert Einstein. As for his personal life, Hawking was married twice and had 3 children from his first marriage, Robert, Lucy, and Timothy. Hawking's most important scientific contributions include theorems related to gravitational singularities and the prediction that black holes should emit radiation. He was also a strong supporter of the quest by many physicists for a grand unified theory of the universe, referred to in physics jargon as the theory of everything. Such theories attempt to unite the principles of Einstein's general relativity with quantum mechanics. In 1980, Hawking famously predicted that scientists were on the verge of realizing this objective, and there was a 50-50 chance it would happen by the year 2000. As things stand, no theory has yet been presented that achieves that goal. However, Hawking never backed down from his position. Rather, he repeated the prediction in the year 2000, with the date of accomplishment moved forward to 2020. Unfortunately, Hawking died on March 18, 2018, at the age of 76, nearly 2 years before that date. Hawking was a prolific author, and a clutch of books written for the general reader have done much to popularize theoretical physics. His first book, A Brief History of Time, enjoyed colossal success, staying on the London Sunday Times bestseller list for more than 4 years. To date, it has sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. The book attempts to explain complex topics, such as the genesis of the universe, black holes, and light cones, in understandable terms. It does so through the use of easy-to-understand diagrams and illustrations, but without the use of mathematical equations, except for one, E equals MC squared. In the years after its publication, Hawking became hugely famous, publishing several similar books and appearing in numerous television programs, including scientific documentaries, as well as dramas and sitcoms like Star Trek and The Big Bang Theory. In one of his later books, The Grand Design, Hawking made a controversial statement about the origin of the universe. Specifically, he wrote that its beginning could not in any way be ascribed to the actions of a godly creator, that the Big Bang occurred only because of the laws of physics. He also stated that he did not adhere to any kind of belief in life after death. Hawking did, however, accept the likelihood of intelligent life elsewhere in the universe. He was also optimistic about the future of mankind. An avid supporter of space exploration, he believed the best way to avert extinction was to travel into space. He did caution against seeking out alien life forms, however, warning that their potential superiority over humans might pose a threat to our survival. 1. What were Hawking's most important scientific contributions? Two. What was the controversial argument Hawking made in one of his later books?